fur called Boots of Spanish Leather.
Boots of Spanish Leather, like Gypsy Davies.
Yeah.
The line from it.
No, not because of it, because I always wanted a pair of boots of Spanish leather.
Ah.
Well, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just carry yourself back to me. Across that lonesome ocean. Oh, but I just thought you might like something fine. Made of silver or golden. Either from the mountains of Madrid. From the coast of Barcelona. If I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd say them all for your sweet kid. That's all I'm wishing to be owning. And I might be gone a long, long time. And it's only that I'm asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by? Your time more easy passing. How can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. The same thing that I want today. I want again. It was from her ship a sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. Well, if you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure you're my is a Roman. I'm sure your thoughts are not by me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of the stormy weather. There's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots of Spanish leather.
There we have the song of Lover's Farewell. And this is far, far removed from the June Moon Spoon theme and the way of writing. I suppose it's difficult for you to answer, Bob, what led you to the idea of writing the song. Was it always with you?
Well,
It's always been with me. I can't really say, you know, what led me to. I can only say that I look to do a lot of things, you know. I'm one of these people that thinks that everybody has certain gifts, you know, when they're born. And you had enough trouble trying to find out just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I figured first it was, I used to play the guitar when I was 10, you know. So I figured, well, maybe my thing is playing the guitar. Maybe that's my little gift, you know, like somebody can make a cake,
mm-hmm.
you know, or somebody else can saw a tree down, and, you know, and other people write. And nobody's really got the right to say that any one of these gifts are any better than any other buddies, you know, because they're all, you get them, you know. That's just where they're distributed out, and everybody gets the same thing. And I ain't saying that this is exactly what my gift is. Maybe I got a better gift, but as of right now, I ain't found it yet.
This is plenty good enough. Yeah, I'm thinking about this little piece.
I don't even call it a gift. It's only my way of trying to explain something that is very hard to explain.
There's a piece you wrote called My Life in a Stolen Minute.
Yeah.
I assume a great deal of this is autobiographical.
I wrote that for the town hall concert I gave in New York City.
He says, Duluth's an iron ore shipping town in Minnesota. That's where you came. And you say, I wrote my first song, My Mother, and I titled it Mother, and I wrote that fifth grade, and teacher gave me B+. I started smoking 11 years old. We stopped once to catch my breath. And I don't remember my parents singing too much. At least I don't remember swapping any songs with them. And this, of course, is the opposite of what has been a type, let's say, you know, a singer who has learned from parents. You haven't at all. There was no connection
much,
here.
No, I never, exactly what it says, you know, I really never did.
Somewhere along the line there, you were playing guitar when you were 10, and the writing of the songs came out.
Mm-hmm. I did write. I wrote for a long time. I've been writing for a long time.
I sat in a science class and flunked out for refusing to watch a rabbit die.
Mm-hmm. That's my college days. Well, I only was there for about 4 months, and I never really was registered, you know. But I really did get to see it, which if I talk about colleges, I ain't talking about them just because I dislike them from anything people have told me. I was actually there, and I see what goes on, you know.
But this is interesting. See, you did go, what, for a year or so?
No, I went for about 3 months.
You went for 3 months. See, the reason I ask is some will say, well, listen to Bob Dylan. He's talking mountain talk now, though he's a highly literate and educated man, see. How would you answer that when they say that?
Huh?
How do you answer that when they say that?
I got no answer. I mean, if they want to think I'm highly illiterate, that's okay by me.
Your feeling is you didn't have the education. I thought maybe the fact that you find it easier for you to there's no rule. It probably is just easier for you to express your feelings this way.
Yeah.
Just the way you're talking. You know, I suppose the influence of a great many of
the
singers.
Woody,
perhaps. The fact that Woody, more than college, the 3 months, was the big influence on you.
Yeah, Woody Guthrie is perhaps the biggest influence.
Did Woody hear you sing some of these songs?
Well, every time I go sing any songs I wrote for Woody.
Yeah.
He always wants to hear a song for Woody.
Do you know that? There's no harm in that at all.
The
song for Woody. Here's a case of a tribute of a young, and I use this term advisedly and properly, I think, young folk poet, and you, Bob Dylan, tribute to an older one who has meant so much to him. Do you remember the words of that Woody song?
Yeah, I do, but I never sing it. I made a point about it.
I only
sing it to Woody.
Only
I recorded
to Woody.
It. Yeah, I recorded it.
I know you recorded it. You couldn't sing that now.
No, I don't.
Well, then we'll play that. We'll play the recording of that on some other date then. But coming back to you, Bob, I ask you a love song deliberately, specifically. So you sing about daily endeavors, you know, as well as this big mural, this tapestry you put in the song. There's one that I heard you do called John Brown. It's not about John Brown, God's Angry Man. It's not, you wrote, you know, we think of John Brown, the original John Brown, saber down while fighting for the freedom of 3 million enslaved Americans.
That's not the fella. This is true.
I know. I say, this is the other. Now, there's another John Brown you sing about, right?
Yeah, that's the one that is the true guy.
This is the true John Brown, but there's a John Brown you sing about.
Yeah, that's, the one I sing about is actually true.
Oh, that's someone you knew?
True. I didn't know him. No. I knew
of him.
Of him. Yeah, I knew.
Do you remember that song? Because that's a powerful one.
I guess I do.
Will you try that one?
I'll try it.
That's a powerful one. I know we're doing this program on the fly because it's you have to be elsewhere very soon, but I think in hearing you sing these songs, Bob, we know more about you as well as a result of what you're saying, too.